The Biden White House is set to host its third state dinner, this time honoring India's leader. India loves its food, and since Prime Minister Narendra Modi doesn't eat meat, First Lady Jill Biden says tonight's list is carefully curated.
A stunning vegetarian menu.
Plant-based chef Nina Curtis worked with White House chefs to create one.
We have different herbs from India. I have saffron in this creamy risotto.
Served under a roasted portobello mushroom. There's an Indian twist on dessert, too, from White House pastry chef Susie Morrison.
The rose and cardamom-infused strawberry shortcake.
Grammy Award-winning violinist Joshua Bell will perform after the dinner, held in a South Lawn pavilion. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,